The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Mary set out and traveled to the hill country in haste to a town of Judah, where she entered the house of Zechariah and greeted Elizabeth. When Elizabeth heard Mary's greeting, the infant leaped in her womb, and Elizabeth, filled with the Holy Spirit, cried out in a loud voice and said, "Most blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb. And how does this happen to me, that the mother of my Lord should come to me? For at the moment the sound of your greeting reached my ears, the infant in my womb leaped for joy. Blessed are you who believed that what was spoken to you by the Lord would be fulfilled." And Mary said, "My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for he has looked with favor on his lowly servant. From this day all generations will call me blessed. The Almighty has done great things for me, and holy is his name. He has mercy on those who fear him in every generation. He has shown the strength of his arm. He has scattered the proud in their conceit. He has cast down the mighty from their thrones and has lifted up the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he has sent away empty. He has come to the help of his servant Israel, for he has remembered his promise of mercy, the promise he made to our fathers, to Abraham and his children forever." Mary remained with her about 3 months and then returned to her home. The Gospel of the Lord. Who can tell me what happened to Mary before she went to visit her cousin Elizabeth?
Angel Gabriel appeared.
Very good. The angel Gabriel appeared. Wow, you guys are real smart. I didn't think you're going to know the answer to this question. Now, the angel Gabriel appeared to Mary, and what did he tell her? What was the message?
That she was going to be the mother of Jesus.
Very good. That she was going to be the mother of Jesus. And now, Mary asked the angel, "How this going to happen, because I'm not married yet." Do you remember what the angel told her?
To go to Joseph.
Okay, the angel went to Joseph and told him, but what did he tell that, how Mary going to have a baby?
He said that Joseph would come to her.
That's true, but before that, what happened? Who was going to help Mary become a mother of Jesus?
The Holy Spirit.
Very good. The Holy Spirit. The angel told her that the Holy Spirit will come on Mary, and that's how she's going to have the baby. And in the gospel today, also the Holy Spirit told Elizabeth who this baby is. When Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit, she said to Mary, "How come the mother of my Lord?" She knew that the baby in Mary's womb is Jesus the Lord. Now, Elizabeth had no way of knowing this before, right? Could Mary text Elizabeth and tell her before she went there? Could she call her? No. So Elizabeth had no idea, but the Holy Spirit told Elizabeth that this child, this baby, is a special baby. It's Jesus, the Son of God. Yesterday, on Sunday, not yesterday, we celebrated the Ascension, when Jesus went up to heaven. But when Jesus went up to heaven, he didn't leave us alone in this world. He told us he's going to send us the Holy Spirit, just like God sent the Holy Spirit to Mary and to Elizabeth. And this coming Sunday is Pentecost Sunday, when we celebrate that the Holy Spirit coming down on the apostles and on us. Now, when do we receive the Holy Spirit? At what sacrament we receive the Holy Spirit?
Baptism.
Very good, at baptism. So all of us have the same Spirit. And through the Holy Spirit, also we get to know that Jesus is God, is the Son of God. And also through the Holy Spirit, we become like Elizabeth to tell the world that Jesus is the Lord, He's our Savior. So maybe this week you can practice as we prepare to celebrate the Feast of Pentecost, the coming of the Holy Spirit, to be like Elizabeth and share the good news, who Jesus is, with someone you know. Maybe your friend, maybe your parent, maybe a relative, someone you know, to tell them what Elizabeth told Mary, that Jesus is the Son of God.